You are listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. Hello and welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host. It was a simple plan that stemmed from a small group of teens who came together for a Disciple Now weekend in 1990 in the state of Texas. Being burdened for their lost friends, their hearts were moved to pray. Compelled to pray, they drove to three different schools that night. Not knowing exactly what to do, they went to school flagpoles and prayed for their friends, schools, and their leaders. Those students would have no idea how God would use their obedience, as more than two decades later, this annual event has become a way that millions of students nationwide and throughout the world have connected and prayed together. Of course, I'm talking about See You at the Pole. And in today's broadcast, we will be interviewing Norman Flowers, who is the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma's Student Evangelism and Mobilization Specialist. Norman, welcome to Messenger Insight.
It's good to be here.
So, See You at the Pole, what does that term bring to mind and that description? And tell us a little bit about the importance of that event.
Well, See You at the Pole was just a time where students gathered to pray. And it's still for students to gather to pray and pray for themselves, that God would use them to share Christ with their friends, that for their teachers, and even praying for our country. And it's not a political event or, you know, a protest, and many people from outside the community may think of it as a protest, but it's really just a time for students to gather from all different denominations that love God, that come together to pray and seek His face, and that God would use them to impact their campus. And that's where it started, and that's I think it's still continuing on that way.
And it's going strong in Oklahoma. It was observed on September 28th. Mm-hmm. Could you talk about the Oklahoma piece of the puzzle?
No, there's some great things that have taken place in Oklahoma. Almost every school had a group of students, some two or three, and some hundreds in front of their school praying for God to use them in a mighty way. And it's not only is it just in Oklahoma, but we're seeing over 2 million students worldwide coming together with their flagpole, countries, and praying that God would move in their own school. In fact, last year was really kind of fun. One of our students, who was an exchange student the year before, he went back to Germany, and they Skyped and had See at the Pole there in Germany and See at the Pole in art in Oklahoma.
Wow.
At the same time. It was pretty amazing.
That's a cool deal. And there are also rallies connected to the See at the Pole same day. Could you talk about that and their importance and what sort of role that plays?
It's one of the things that started a number of years ago here in Oklahoma is we partnered with associations and had See at the Pole rallies where students that have gathered together to pray would bring their lost friends to a rally, an evangelistic rally. Many of them have bands and have a speaker. Some have a contemporary band play, and some have a worship band play. And they bring their friends and come to a gathering where they're not only challenged with God's word, but they're challenged their friends about the awesomeness of finding Christ in their life. And so it's a wonderful thing that took place a number of years ago with Chris Lowry when he was doing this, and then it's continue on. And this year we had 32 different rallies across across Oklahoma. And we don't have all the reports in, but let me just tell you some of the things that have taken place in 13 of these rallies. Of 32, we'd had over 6,000 students in 13 rallies. Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
Anywhere from 64 at one area, one association, to over 1,000 at another. And so it was the gambit of churches coming together. Over 300 churches participated just in those 13 rallies.
That's staggering if you stop to think about the numbers. And it's amazing. And so people are hearing the gospel. Are we seeing any fruit from that?
Yeah. So far, we had over 775 students accept Christ at those 13 rallies.
Wow. Thank you, Lord.
And over 400 other decisions. And so this simple thing of praying for God to move on their campuses and the rallies at night in conjunction with those has really made an impact. And we'll have more reports, Brian, in the next few days of what's taking place and what has taken place. And the amazing thing with that, in conjunction with that, we're challenging students to share their faith and make an impact on campus. And we have campus clubs or Christian clubs starting this week. Many of them call them FISH. Some of them call them First Priority. Some of them use that through Fellowship for Christian Athletes, but simple ways where students can share their faith through a campus club.
And to see the students get involved makes such an impact. You know, there are barriers often between an adult trying to talk to a youth about Christ that sometimes aren't there from a peer-to-peer relationship and friendship. That's just exciting. That's a lot of decisions for Christ, Norman.
Oh, it is. One of the things that with the Sea of the Pole, it gives the students leadership. And so they're putting these together, and they're leading out on campus. And then as they're starting campus clubs, they're leading out because through the law, these have to be student-led. And so these students are not only taking what God has given them in gifts of leadership, but they're using them in a mighty way to share the gospel.
That's awesome. And I'll encourage our listeners to visit BaptistMessenger.com for more in the coming days as we see the results start to pour in. Shifting gears a bit, Norman, I want to dig down a bit on your title, Student Evangelism and Mobilization Specialist. Tell us a little more about your work with the BGCO or maybe some upcoming events that you would want our listeners to know about.
Well, my role is in student evangelism to help churches resource students in sharing their faith. And so we have different things involved in student evangelism, from internet to the Youth Evangelism Conference and other ways of sharing the faith. My 316 was a big thing of putting together where students could share their faith using their testimony in John 316. One other aspect of my job is mobilization, which many of people know as Go Students. And so we're sending students overseas, across the United States and around the world, last year to East Asia, into Cardiff, Wales, and Paris, France, and Washington, D.C., and so some amazing things are taking place. We have students that are preparing to go to Washington, D.C. again, and to the U.K. and to East Asia. And in fact, some of our students are going on extreme journeys in the Middle East and working with our Southern Baptist missionaries there. And so mobilization has been amazing in Oklahoma. It's grown from 7 years ago, about 5 students going overseas, to now, through Go Students, hundreds.
You think about that, the students getting involved, experiencing that, and it becoming a way of life, potentially, to carry them all the way through. These actions leading to habits, leading to a pattern of life. And you're there to help the students get equipped and get plugged in and involved. That must be anything but boring work. That must be just exciting to see these young men and women.
It really is. And to see some of the – one of the things you were saying, some of the things that are going on. We have an initiative we call it Every Student, Every School. And it's pastors and churches and youth ministers and students adopting a school, taking the challenge to share, to serve, and to pray for every student to come to know Christ. And we have a window of opportunity in Oklahoma between 6th grade and 12th grade where students are gathered at a school. And if we can share the gospel there, we can make a difference in their life. And so we're challenging students to do that. And so far, there are 972 junior high and high schools in Oklahoma, which have about 300,000 students in Oklahoma that go to those schools. And so we're trying to adopt every school. We have 1,800 Southern Baptist churches in Oklahoma. And so our challenge is for schools to be adopted by Southern Baptist Church, that they will impact that school by serving, by sharing, and by praying for every student to come to know Him. And so you can adopt those schools at scopos.org.
That's scopos.org, S-K-O-P-O-S.org. And I'd also encourage you could find that link on bgco.org. If you're listening to this broadcast, and I don't have to cite statistics about this generation, the temptations they face and the risks. It's just so encouraging to hear about a positive engagement, whether it be through an annual event like this or a trip. That's just awesome to see, and we appreciate your ministry. We've been talking to Norman Flowers, who is Student Evangelism and Mobilization Specialist with the BGCO. Norman, let's have you back on the broadcast to hear more about the events and trips that take place.
I'd love to come. Thanks for asking, Brian.
Thank you. God bless you. You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program in the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, visit BaptistMessenger.com or find us in the iTunes Store.